Bumper Podcast. It's me, Natty Bumpercar, and this is my favorite time of the day, and I'm hoping that it at least ranks somewhere among your top 10 favorite parts of your day. I just want to crack the top 10. I'm not saying this is your favorite part of the day because that's way too much pressure for you, and it's so much pressure for me. I can just please, top 10. That's all I'm asking for. But for me, number one. This is number one, right up there at the top. Boom, Bumper Podcast. Here I am. There you are. You're looking very nice today. Did you know that I was going to be here? You look like, did you take a shower? Good for you. I haven't taken a shower. I took a couple of days off of work, and I've had these clothes on now for, this is my third day, so I do need to change because I am going to the office today. But here's the thing. I have a job and I took days off, and that was supposed to be exciting, but you know what I ended up doing on those days off? Working. That's right, working. So I just worked from home. So days off turn into work from home days, which is pretty fun, except not so much. But what I would do, so I had a lot of, I ended up having meetings. I was trying to get some stuff fixed, and so I was on a lot of calls, and actually doing some work myself as well. But what I would do is, in between each of these things, I had this huge list of projects, and I was like, I'm going to get so much stuff done in these 2 days. And I had my list, and I had checked it twice to find out which of my projects was naughty and which one of my projects was nice. None of them were nice. They were just annoying projects. But I would go through my list, and I would try to squeeze in a couple of things here and there so that, I could get something done. The first day started off really good. My first day was, there's a donut place near my house, and it's my favorite donut place in the world, on the planet. And it's called Montclair Bread. Montclair Bakery? I think it's Montclair Bread. And they have, the donuts are so good. I think I've talked about them before, but I had a tres leches donut. What does that mean? Three leches. What does that mean? Three milks. How does that work? I don't know. I know one is whipped cream, so that's milk. And then there's kind of like this sweetened condensed milk like bit to it, so that's two milks. The third milk, I don't know. It's in there. I mean, it's not dos leches cake. No, it's tres leches cake. And you're going to eat it, and you're going to love it. And it's got a cherry on top, and it's this donut. Oh, it's so good. So that's how my day started, right? That was actually before I knew that I was going to have to work for the day. So, and then after that, I don't really remember what I did because I think I had so much sugar in my system that I passed out. No, I went to the tool store and I got some tool stuff so that I could do my tool project. And then I came home and I did my first project. My first project was I put a tow hitch, it's called, a tow hitch on the back of my Tiguan, my little car. And so I had to actually... I watched a YouTube video like 100 times for this because I was getting very much more nervous every single time. I had to take a utility knife and cut into the bottom of my bumper. There was a pre-scored square rectangle there that, like, from the manufacturer, from Volkswagen. But I had to actually cut through it. It was so scary. I was like, I'm ruining my car. I'm cutting into my car. I'm destroying my poor car. But I got that off, and then I put the tow hitch in. And there were four bolts, and I was like laying on my little blanket on the ground, trying to do this stuff above my head because it wasn't on like a like in the video there, like, they had the car in on a lift rack, so it was way up high, so that it was easier for them to do these things. But me, I didn't get that. I was on the ground, so that's fine. I got it done, got it all in there, and I was very excited. It's very cool. It actually looks nice and it looks right. And it looks like it's like I didn't do it. Then I found out I had to do some work. So I got on a call. After that call, what did I do? Oh, I did. I went on my second project. And my second project was I had to rescreen the back door, my back storm door. And so that was pretty cool because, like, I had to watch another video and learn how to do more, like, doodad thing. And there's, like, this thing called a spline, which is, like, a cord that goes around this little channel on the screen door. So you had to pull the spline out and then pull the old screen out and then clean it all up really nice and then put the new screen on. And then you had to cut into the corners and put the new spline in with a spline roller, it's called. I had to do all this stuff. And my mother-in-law, she was like, why not just take that screen to the screen place and have them re-screen it? And I was like, because I'm learning a cool new skill. And instead of it being, you know, like a $50 project for them to do it, or maybe more, I don't know. Now it's a $15 project. So I feel like I won in that one at least. And then I'm trying to think what else I had. I did some other projects. I don't know. After I did the second project, I went to an Indian buffet and it was so good and I ate so much food. So part of my day off was like, I'm going to eat some good food. So I had my donut and then I had Indian buffet. Indian buffet, all you can eat. It was $10.50. $10.47 if I'm to be exact, and you know I am. I had two plates of food. And so what I did, the first plate, I went around and I had little tastes of everything. Little taste, right? Oh God, it was so good. And my mouth was actually watering from it. And they gave me a little basket of naan, which is this kind of bread. And then on my second plate back, what you do is like, you're like, all right, I sampled everything. Now I'm going all in on the things that I really like. But there was some chicken, there's some tikka masala, which I put on some biryani rice. And then I had some tandoori chicken. Oh, it was so much chicken goodness. And then some, what else was it? I don't know, man. There was just a lot of food. Let me just be clear with you that a lot of food was eaten. And then I went back and I had like this tiny little bowl of this rice stuff that was vanilla-y and yummy and just amazing. And then I came home. And then I did another project, and my brain is not telling me what that other project was, so it must not have been that important. And then I got everything kind of, the house kind of cleaned, did a little bit more work, and then that night, after I got everything good, I went and I saw the Avengers movie, which was a big movie, a big crazy movie, a big what movie. So that was my night. And then I came home that night, and guys, it was a little bit sad. Glassy, our Pleco, our fish, the fish who keeps everything clean, he moved on to another fish world. He said, I can't take this anymore. I'm not going to be in here with these snails and this shrimp. And then he died. And the sad thing is I feel like I might be responsible because he was a big, hearty fish. He was like, I was like, this fish is good. Look at this fish. I think that the snails might have eaten whatever he used to be eating, is my thinking. So, which makes me feel like a horrible fish parent. But we, you know what? You move on! And so when I had to get him out of the tank, I had the little fish net and everything, and it was like 12:30 at night, and so it was late, and I was kind of tired, and one of the kids has this little robot dog, this little very frustrating robot dog. And I guess he was on the kitchen table, which is where the fish tank is. And my motion of getting the fish out was enough that, and it's, you know, it's quiet in the house because it's so late. I'm focused on getting the fish out. I don't want to disturb any of the other fish. And I'm contemplating death because of the fish. And then this robot dog just goes, burr, 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 and I like flung the fish just, I threw everything because I thought I was being attacked by an adorable robot dog. Thankfully, though, I was not being attacked. So, but it took the kids two days to figure out that the biggest, most giant fish was no longer in the tank. And by the kids, I mean only one of them. He was going around, he was doing like an inventory. He was like, oh, there's that snail, there's that fish. Is the shrimp gone? I was like, no, the shrimp is right here. He's not moving. I was like, no, his little antenna are moving. He's fine. Okay, there's that other fish. Wait. Duh. where's that other, where's Glassy? And I had to break it down. I was like, buddy, I'm sorry. Glassy didn't make it, you know? Glassy moved on to a different place. Glassy's no longer with us. And he, I was just like, you know, does that make you sad? Is he, he was just like, eh, he shrugged his shoulders. So, all right, you know, our dog is 15 at this point. At some point, he's probably going to go to a farm or dog college or wherever dogs go. And I'm wondering if it's going to be a similar reaction. And then after that, at some point in life, I might die. I don't know. I hope not, but from my understanding, it's an inevitability. And is it going to be the same reaction? Oh, where's Dad? I see Ollie. I see Mommy. I see the snails. I see the... Oh, did he die? Oh, and then shrug his shoulders. Yeah. Oh, that's not a natural reaction. It's a weird reaction. Anyway, what are you going to do? So then, you know, we got the fish, buried him, had a little ceremony, and we went, and that was, I'm trying to think what day that was. I don't know, it's all blending together. So then yesterday, I had big aspirations, big plans. I was going to get a lot done. I still had my list to go over, and I got up, got the kids to school, and I got my list out, and it was really hot here yesterday. It was like 92 degrees, which is warm for it's spring. We kind of skipped spring, went straight to summer. And I got the list out, and I started looking at it, and I was just like, I think today I'm going to watch TV. And that's what I did. I watched TV from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. I got nothing done. But I felt fine about it. I felt great about it. And because you know what? I do too much. And if you do too much, you run out of you. And if you run out of you, what have you got then? You've got nothing. You've got zip. You've got bupkis? What's bupkis? What's a bupkis? I don't know. But I know what you are. You're the Bumper Podcasteers. And I know what I am. I am Natty Bumpercar. And I know what this is. This is the Bumper Podcast. And again, this is my favorite time of the day. I hope it's your favorite time of the day. So you go and make all that magic happen. Why don't you make...